Alright, folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super real, something that affects us all in different ways. Relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving in a relationship, putting someone else's needs before your own? You know that feeling when you're drained after spending time with someone, but you can't quite put your finger on why? Yeah, it's not a good vibe, and it's often a sign we need to prioritize our own needs. Let's be honest, relationships are beautiful, messy, incredible things. But they require work, especially when one person starts feeling like a walking ATM for the other's happiness. And trust me, I get it. Sometimes it feels easier to just go with the flow, avoid conflict, and keep everyone happy. But let's face it, folks, that rarely leads to long-term satisfaction. In fact, it often breeds resentment, leading to more problems down the road. So, how do we strike that balance? How do we prioritize our needs without becoming selfish or creating unnecessary drama? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate this tricky terrain. First off, self-awareness is your superpower. Before you can prioritize anything, you need to know what you truly need. What makes you feel fulfilled? What brings you joy? What drains your energy? Take some time for introspection, journal, meditate, go for walks in nature. Whatever helps you connect with your inner self. This isn't about being selfish, it's about understanding your own compass so you can navigate relationships with more clarity and intention. Next up, communication is key. Don't assume your partner knows what you need. Be direct, honest, and respectful when expressing your needs. Use I statements instead of blaming language. I feel overwhelmed when, rather than, you always make me. This fosters a more open and understanding dialogue, allowing both parties to feel heard and respected. Third, set healthy boundaries. Boundaries are not walls, they're guidelines that protect your well-being. They define what you're comfortable with and what you're not. It could be anything from how much time you spend together to the topics you discuss. Remember, saying no sometimes is okay. In fact, it's essential for maintaining your own energy and sanity. Now, let's talk about compromise. Relationships are a dance of give and take. There will always be times when you need to compromise. But remember, compromise shouldn't feel like you're constantly giving more than you receive. Look for win-win solutions that meet both your needs. It's about finding that sweet spot where both parties feel valued and respected. Finally, don't forget self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, exercising, spending time with friends, or simply taking a long bath. When you prioritize your own well-being, you have more energy and capacity to give to others in a healthy way. Think about this scenario. You're constantly putting your partner's needs first, always making sacrifices without thinking of yourself. You're exhausted, stressed, and feeling resentful. But when you try to communicate these feelings, your partner dismisses them or makes excuses. This is where things get tricky, right? See, relationships thrive on balance. It's a two-way street. If one person consistently prioritizes the other's needs over their own, it creates an unhealthy dynamic that can lead to burnout and resentment. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met too. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? Prioritizing your needs in a relationship is not selfish. It's essential for both your well-being and the health of the relationship itself. Communicate openly, set healthy boundaries, practice self-care, and don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Remember, folks, you are worthy of love, respect, and happiness. And that starts with prioritizing your own needs. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever felt like you were putting someone else's needs before your own in a relationship? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and don't forget to put yourself first. You deserve it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.